Welcome to the offices of Dr. Blackmore and Associates, relationship expert and senior therapist. Please take a seat and the doctor will be with you shortly.
Hello, Ifya. It's the same. If you have a cordial.
Mr. Black, good evening.
How are you doing? Before we kick off loyalty session, I'm going to be so asimbako. What's your definition of loyalty in a relationship? I really want to know your take on this.
Say you can say loyalty in relationship, your openness, your communication, your honesty. It's a whole package on its own. I'm loyal to you, so I won't cheat on you. I will not tell you what is not true. I will not go and hang with your enemies because I'm loyal to you. And loyalty is on its own, it's a commitment and a very, very, very broad way. However, a lot of people mistakenly take slavery and some form of abuse to be loyalty in a relationship more. Because Obi Wawana or Shewosu, what is here? No. For the fact that I'm loyal to you, you don't have to even ask me, say, babes, where are you? I'm the one that will tell you, Mr. Black, I'm in the office. From the office, I'm going to hang out with my friends.
If you hold on. Maybe so a client, a very similar question. Now, online, also hold on. Delay. Now, what's your definition of loyalty in a relationship? Is texting on the phone with somebody you have feelings for, or going to dinner or lunch with the opposite sex considered cheating when you know the person likes you? What do you think?
I can be in a relationship and still send messages to someone who has feelings for me, or even go out for dinner or lunch. I don't consider that as cheating.
Sir.
Once I do not have feelings for this person, it's okay.
Okay.
But then, if someone I'm dating is chatting with someone who has feelings for him, or going out on dinner dates and lunch dates, I can easily consider that as cheating because I don't know if this guy I'm dating has feelings for the person. I know it might sound unfair, but...
Yes, it is.
The world is not a fair
place. That's selfish, Delay.
And I'm a selfish person.
Yourself.